Hello and welcome back to the Procrastinators podcast. I'm your host, Ardan. And yes, after two episodes, I finally introduced myself. And in the last episode, I talk about how I procrastinate on my job and ended up having to stay up late or maybe not even sleep to finish the job. And now I'm going to tell you the reverse. It is where the procrastinator is willing to do the job, is finally motivated to do the job, but the client is hard to contact, so he loses the motivation to work, in which what happens to me. So I got an order to make an animation. And yes, I am an animator, not professional, just for fun, but some people hire me. And they asked me, "Hello, can you make an animation?" And I said, "Yes, I can make." And this was over the chatting app, so I haven't seen the person or know the person. So she said, "Hey, I want to hire you to make an animation." So I said, "Yes, of course." And after that, she didn't even read my message. She just vanished. And 2 months later, she contacted me again. "Hey, can you make an animation?" I said, "Who's this?" Because it was 2 months and I have cleared my chat history. So I forgot about her. And she said, "It's me back then from 2 months ago and I wanted to make an animation." And I remembered, "Oh, that person, yeah, okay." And then she actually gave me all of the stuff that is needed for me to make the animation. There were some few stuff missing, and those few stuffs are pretty important. So she sent me the script for the animation. Okay, the script is good enough, so I can start work on that. And I was motivated then. So I work on that, and in just 2 days, I finish all of the rough sketch. I finish all of the finished product, but there is just one thing missing. That is the voice. So in animation, you need the voice to actually make an animation. And it was not sent. So I asked the person, "Do you have the voice? Or maybe I find it." And because she was very hard to contact, oh my god. 2 days later, she responded, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not very active. And yes, I will send you the voiceover tomorrow." Tomorrow, she said, tomorrow. So I waited. And my motivation to work has gone down. It has gone lower. So, okay. It's tomorrow now. And voila. She didn't send me. So I asked her, "Where's the voice?" And of course, she did not read. And I was like, "Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. No. I have lost every motivation to work in this project. It's like my laziness, my procrastinating level has gone up and my working levels has gone down." And the day after, she apologized again for not responding and gave me the voices. So in animation, I did a 2D animation, so I need to animate the mouth. That's the most annoying part, because when you are talking, your mouth is not static. Your mouth is always changing. So it takes shape. I must plug in one by one on an almost 10-minute animation. It was quite simple animation. Making it was not hard, but animating the mouth is the most annoying part. For 1 minute, 1 minute was, I think it was one scene. It took me 8 hours to finish the month. 8 hours straight. It was listening to the voice and then guessing how the shape would be and then plugging in the mouth and then adjusting the size of it so that it fits to the face. Oh my god, I told you that my motivation to work has gone down. So 8 hours I was doing it like very unmotivated, like it's so heavy to do this work. I'm not willing to do this. I just want it to end. So I'm a procrastinator, so every time I have a project and I am unmotivated and I'm too lazy to continue because it was too hard on me or it was just a burden to me, I would end the project straight away, or maybe I will put away the project for some time and then continue it later, but that rarely happens because I'm a procrastinator, thank you very much. I can't, because this was a project that I was paid for, so I can't cancel it. Oh my god. It was today, actually. It was today. I have just finished 1 minute of the animation. Right now, I'm podcasting whilst I'm in the background in my laptop. My video editor just editing that animation, and I'm just going to close it because it's already 1 a.m. and I'm tired and I don't have motivation to continue this anymore. Ugh, I'm just too lazy right now. And tomorrow I still have to continue it. And imagine if 1 minute is almost a day. Of course, I won't be doing the work 24 hours straight. I would do like 8 hours a day, and 8 hours I can only make 1 minute, so 1 minute of that video per day. And there was 10 minutes, and it was 10 minutes long, so I need to finish in about, I finished one, so 9 days left, I guess. And the second problem is, it's not only the client is not responsive, is that she said she had the deadline for that particular animation. That animation was for her work, I guess, her school work. It was due to January 2019. And if I look at the calendar right now, for me right now is 28 December. And if my math is correct, that is about 4 days. 4 days left till January, which is the deadline. I guess I have to work extra hard then. And please, if you are a client to someone, you hired someone to make you something, please, don't be like this. Don't be unresponsive. And if you are the one who is hired, make sure that your client has a clear contact that she or he is always on. Because you don't want to suffer like this. This is pure nightmare. It's like you have a homework and it's due for about 2 days. And it's a hard work, a hard homework. You know how a hard homework is. You make an essay, okay? Just imagine that you had to make an essay and you had to finish it by 2 days. And the essay was about 10,000 words, novel worthy essay. And it's schoolwork, so you cannot just like bail on it. There you go. You imagine that? It is pure nightmare. So yeah, I think that's all the story I got for you for now. Don't worry, I might not upload very often. Actually, I upload very often. Like, I uploaded my first podcast about 3 days ago. And at 27th of December, I uploaded again. And this podcast will be in the 29th of December. Well, that's nice. So I upload every 2 days or so. Well, that's quite a lot. I don't know if I can find the topic to talk about very much. Well, regardless. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned. Just an after message after the podcast, you know. I'm a lonely person and I'm bored. And if you're also the same person, be sure to follow my Instagram. It's at @ardan_ky. I repeat, @ardan_ky. It's my personal Instagram. Go on. Don't worry. I will accept it. Maybe. And please not trolls. Goodbye.